Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
And I, producer Maria.
Do we have any new reviews?
We do. This is from Dana's Bagel Sandwich.
Delicious. Oh, I want a bagel sandwich.
Heck of a show. Longtime listener, first time reviewer. I'm the worst. This rootin' tootin' show will make you la 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 and boyoing all the way to the graveyard, honey. Stories range from ghastly ghouls to sickly sickos to modern day mysteries. A little something for everyone, baby. Allie, Melissa, and Maria are the good time gals of the weird world. Best to get on their train to Coolsville. This podcast may be one of the one thing all of God's angels and all of Satan's demons have in common. Bye.
Wow, that is a compliment if I've ever heard one.
This one's from Floof, new listener, and I'm fully in love. Okay, bye.
You got one from Australia.
Ooh, down under.
The most, 5 stars. Come for a look into a murder or something, shrug. Stay for the deep dive into Panera Bread's menu.
We've got a little bit of everything. We got an email about hot dogs.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's get into that.
This is from Diane. I immediately read this. The subject is the case of the missing hot dogs. Hi, beautiful ladies. I'm listening to your Santa Claus robbery episode where you mentioned one of the prisoners' last meals before being executed was, among other things, cabbage. That led to a tangent about hot dogs and sauerkraut, so I knew I had to share this with you. Story time. A friend was staying with me around the time I was first diagnosed with fibromyalgia and sleeping 20 hours a day. She made dinner for her boyfriend and herself and popped her head in, gently woke me and asked if I wanted any. I said no, and I completely forgot about the conversation. She moved out a couple weeks later. In those days, I organized my fridge with cases of Cherry Cokes, Schweppes ginger ale on the bottom shelf. Hell yeah. Love that Schweppes.
Me too.
Whenever one box was empty, I'd pull it out and immediately replace it. Once I tried doing that and ran into resistance, I pulled the box out. There was a sealed Tupperware bowl between the box and the back of the fridge. I had no idea what it was, so I pulled it out and opened it. It was sauerkraut and hot dogs. What the hell? I didn't make this. Where did this come from? Eventually, I remembered the conversation I had with the former roommate. I couldn't throw it out that night because I could not lift the heavy dumpster lid or throw the garbage over my head into the dumpster because of my fibromyalgia. So I put it in the back of the fridge to wait until my boyfriend was over to take it out in the garbage because I didn't want to sneak it up my apartment. And I promptly forgot about it. I ran into the sauerkraut, or I ran into the sauerkraut and hot dogs a few months later. I opened it and was again horrified by the contents. And again, I put it back in the fridge until my boyfriend was going to be here to take out the garbage, and I forgot about it again.
Oh, no.
Several months later, I decided to organize my fridge, saw it again, opened the lid, expecting to be terrified by what was inside, but I was more perplexed than anything. There was only sauerkraut this time, no hot dogs. They were gone.
What?
The sauerkraut had eaten the hot dogs.
No.
I mean, sure, common chemistry, acids and all. But after getting over my surprise and confusion, I died laughing. I had my own little science experiment going on there. Anyway, I remembered to get my boyfriend to throw it out, bowl and all that night. So that's the case of the missing hot dogs. I hope the new
that's
year brings you good food,
crazy.
Good friends, good luck, friendship, and five-star reviews. Much love from Louisville, Diane. That's the thing that happens because of the acids?
Oh my God, that is so crazy.
That's insane, right?
It's insane. That's
or
crazy.
Diane, you were sleepwalking and you ate those hot dogs one night.
Wow.
Well, time to get into these voicemails.
Let's do it.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Mary. I'm from Philly. I'm a chef. Currently, I'm a professional baker. I just wanted to call and say hi. I don't really know what to say. Yeah, I'm a professional baker. I've been trained in garmanger and pastry and savory and like everything. Ooh, and I'm in my mid-30s and blah, 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 blah. But someone mentioned something about Fong pizza. I'm actually from Iowa. I lived there for about 30 years, and I've never been to Fong's Pizza. I do know, however, that that's Alton Brown's favorite restaurant because I'm obsessed with, like, chefs and shit. So, fun fact, Alton Brown's favorite restaurant is Fong's Pizza in Des Moines. The one time I went to go try to eat there, though, there was, like, no parking, and I was confused because I was from Iowa, and I was, like, not used to like giant parking lots that you have to pay like 15 fucking bucks to park, and it was like $5 for parking here, blah 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 blah, and I'm like, fuck that bullshit. So we ended up going somewhere else.
Yeah, fuck that.
One time I worked at this restaurant in Des Moines called Table 128 under Chef Lynn Pritchard, and he was a badass. But yeah, right now I work in a grocery store, and it's fucking cool, and I absolutely love it. And working in the restaurants is too stressful for this girl. Anyway, Chef Mary out. Have a great one. Bye.
Wow. A real live
How
chef.
How cool.
That's cool. Like a real live ratatouille.
That's right. Yeah, ratatouille. Okay, next message.
This is part two for Chef Mary for the web crawlers. I wanted to say something that I forgot to mention. I'm an Aries, and both of my parents are Pisces. Both of them.
Wow.
And they gave birth to an Aries. Wow. So, Allie, if you were to have children with a Pisces, then Melissa could be your kid.
Oh.
And then it would be me. I don't know. It made sense in my stupid stoned head earlier, and now I'm sober. And yes, like, what the fuck? Anyway, I was going to say something else. Oh, you guys are the highlight of my goddamn life right now.
Aww.
And basically, I just want to let you know that you're the best thing ever invented. And Bed Bath & Beyonce is the best thing in the entire universe. I can't get over how
Hell
fucking
yeah.
clever that is. Pardon my French.
Did we
cost way too much.
Sounds like
but also, in the back of my head, I'm kind of calling also to hear myself. narcissistic thing, I guess. I don't know. Are we all doing that to introduce ourselves and to hear ourselves on our favorite podcast? Kind of be like, oh, look, we're famous. And that's kind of a cute little thing. Anyway, I'm
wow.
literally deep. Rambling at this point. Okay, bye.
Damn, going deep with that one.
Bed Bath & Beyonce. That was when writing Ghost Girls, we came up with it, and our friend now owns the domain.
Oh, right.
And then, like a couple years ago, he emailed me and Amanda, was like, "Should I renew this domain?" And Amanda and I were like, "Yeah, you probably should."
Yeah, why not?
But I just looked it up, and I guess there's a song called "Bed Bath and Beyonce."
Huh.
And there's a video of it on YouTube.
Wow.
They say, we're not a Christian band. We have Christian members. We're more of a positive influence band.
I like that. That's the kind of band I would be, a positive influence band.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a band called Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, is that the band? And they're, oh my God, and their name of their song is Everyone Dies in Utah that I'm on right now.
Oh, well, if it's not a song called Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know.
Okay, it's like a punk, not punk, it's like a heart, it's like a headbanger type band.
Oh, gross.
Interesting. Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Chef Mary again for the third time. I just gotta say, like, once you get that first voicemail out of the way, you just kind of want to keep calling. I'm probably not going to call you anymore today, but this was so much fun. Anyway, so, I was just listening to an episode where there's Josh Groban. I'm sorry, what? Josh motherfucking Groban? I love him so much. So I have a question for him, if Allie, you can ask him for me.
Okay.
Because I think you're his friend or whatever. Just ask him for me, please. I love you. Okay. So there's an episode and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Dee is supposed to go see Josh Groban at like an after party event, and she ends up missing it, but she keeps going, Groban likes his lady's tan. Does Groban like his lady's tan? Does Groban just like all ladies? What kind of lady does Groban like? Tell me more about Josh Groban. You got all the inside info. But anyway, in high school, my choir did a version of, how'd it go? You raise me up, that song.
Yes. That's a good one.
And I ended up doing like a solo on my viola for that. That was cool. I played the viola.
National viola solo.
The cooler one. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I'm on my 10-minute break. I better get going so I can actually like relax too. But yeah, okay. All right. Love you. Oh, honk, honk.
Wow, big Groban head.
Yeah, Groban head.
You raise me up. Oh,
I could walk on.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for the web crawlers, my favorite podcast. So I'm calling because over the holidays, I watched for the second time in my life the movie Eyes Wide Shut. I saw it in high school and thought that it was like just a weird like ode to sex, like Stanley Kubrick and sex. But seeing it now as more of an adult and watching it with a friend of mine who is like really into movies, I learned this like really creepy conspiracy theory about it. So, you know, like Stanley Kubrick directed Eyes Wide Shut, and he did like A Clockwork Orange, 2001 A Space Odyssey, and a bunch of other stuff. But anyways, for 2001 A Space Odyssey, people believe that like he, basically people believe that the moon landing was faked and that they hired like the U.S. government hired Stanley Kubrick to film a believable looking moon set and everything. And in exchange, he got like all this money for his projects. So there's a lot of, you know, conspiracy theories around Stanley Kubrick's movies and like with The Shining. I think there's some weird, I don't know, conspiracies with that and whatever number that room was in. And so at the very end of the movie, there is like the last scene is Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman sort of following their daughter through a toy store. But like being very distracted and not really paying attention to her. They are talking in depth and it keeps cutting from like them talking to the daughter being like, look, mommy, and like holding up a teddy bear and Nicole Kidman kind of waving her along and being like, nice. Okay, nice. Good job. And the very last scene that you see of the little girl, she's standing in front of these three creepy old men who are also in the toy store. And there are theories that those men are the same men that had appeared earlier in the movie at the Illuminati type sex parties.
Okay, there's a part two.
Fuck, this is for the web crawlers. This is part two of the Eyes Wide Shut conspiracy theories. There are implications that the last scene has, like, the little girl basically being kidnapped by these three creepy old men who had appeared possibly in the movie beforehand. And when the movie came out in, like, 99, there weren't, like, there's not a lot of talk of that in, like, critics' reviews and stuff. And I guess there is a theory that because Stanley Kubrick, like, it gets so in-depth with his research with movies, he possibly uncovered something akin to, like, Jeffrey Epstein-level, like, billionaires who have created little, like, secret worlds for themselves, basically. Anyways, oh, yeah, and so soon after Eyes Wide Shut came out, Stanley Kubrick died. And people, like, think, okay, he was from before or whatever, maybe he just died of natural causes. But some people think that he was killed because he, like, found out too much about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein-type people and their sex parties and stuff. Anyways, this is my second time ever calling, and I love you guys. Oh, this is Siobhan. I called before about an orb that I saw in Canada. Anyways, love you guys. Everyone seems to be, like, breaking down, like, oh, I'm a, like, Allie rising, and my Saturn is in Maria. I don't know. I love all three of you. You're kind of like the three perfect balances to each other. So, all right, you go, girls. Love ya.
So she's saying there's a conspiracy in Eyes Wide Shut that Stanley Kubrick exposed,
like, Jeffrey, like, he, like, knew it was privy to, like, the Jeffrey Epstein right. stuff, and that it's like a, I've never seen Eyes Wide Shut, so I'm not the person to
comment. Know, I haven't either.
I've only seen parts of it. Maybe this is something we all need to see and look into.
I've only seen, like, parts of it. I know what it's about, but I've never actually watched the whole thing, so.
Yeah, it's weird. I've seen, like, a few parts of it, too, and then I'm always like, eh.
Yeah, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it.
This Gold Belly website, on the other hand.
Yeah, don't go steak in my heart. Dinner for
don't
two.
Don't go steak in my heart. They're having a sale. Maria already said this, but if you're a Gold Belly head, they're having a sale.
Valentine's sale? Maybe get yourself a dinner for two from a different city.
It's crazy that we're not sponsored by Gold Belly yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Next message.
Hi, this one's for the web crawlers. My name is Matt, and I'm super far behind on episodes, but I started listening to y'all like in April of 2021 when I would push carts, so it kept me entertained. But recently, there's been a lot of talk about Mary Todd Lincoln. And actually, I took a history course called Civilization, Madness and Civilization. And it was for like my senior seminar thing. And the professor I took it with is like this world-renowned lady who's written just books on Mary Todd Lincoln. Like, ooh. All she talked about when I took that course was like Mary Todd Lincoln this and Mary Todd Lincoln that. And it was just crazy. But one of the big things, and I don't know if it's been mentioned because, like I said, I'm super far behind, is that Mary Todd Lincoln was like mentally ill. And that is what like kind of led in like the later parts of her years, from my understanding. But this author, super great. You can look her up. Her name's Catherine Clinton. She actually teaches at the University of Texas at San Antonio, and she's actually like likes to get drunk with her students and uses our slang. And she's like probably like late 60s, early 70s. That's it. Bye. Boing.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
That's amazing. We talked about her seances.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Interesting. Okay. Next message.
Hey, this message is for the web crawlers. Honk, honk. What's up, Allie? What's up, Maria? What's up, Melissa?
Hi. What's up? How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling because I just came from the zoo. I want to say animals are real nasty motherfuckers. Some Yupa dude. On the curly horns, just kind of.
I don't understand anything, but weird. I like it.
But main reason I want to call you guys, I had this weird ass dream where I was a bubble, like, just like a, like the bubble was kind of blow. And then I floated and that popped. That was my dream, and I was kind of wondering if Allie can tell me what that means. Love y'all's show. Y'all are awesome. Keep on doing what you do. Adam out.
Wait, did you say he came from the zoo and he's like, animals are assholes? Anyway, I had a dream about a bubble.
Yeah, he had a dream he was a bubble. And that
he was a bubble.
He was a bubble. Bubble.
I don't know. I have to say,
what does
I'm
that
really
mean?
Sorry.
Yeah, Allie,
really
what does that
sorry.
Mean?
I don't know. I know. I'm off my game. Dream you're a
what
bubble.
What if you dream you are a bubble?
That's weird.
Being inside a bubble in dreams is an indication of being enclosed in a world that makes you feel isolated.
Oh. But he was.
Was he trapped? He was
bubble.
The bubble. I don't think he was trapped in a bubble.
Then he's trapping other people. He's the one entrapping others.
Okay, Maria. Who's the prophet now?
Maybe because he was at the zoo, he felt something about being trapped.
That's right.
Okay. Dream interpreters on web crawlers.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Taylor from St. Louis. Well.
Emo's pizza.
But you weren't expecting to hear from me after Rachel the Widow's not so hot take on St. Louis pizza.
Uh-oh.
I will say, first I was a little sad, a little mad after that. I was working out, cutting in an extra pep to my step. Wasn't mad about that. But then I realized I know that everyone hates St. Louis style pizza. This is not surprising. 90% of people in the world, I bet, hate St. Louis style pizza, but 99% of St. Louisans love it.
Huh. Okay.
This is a divisive pizza, as we can see now. I was pretty dang sure that somebody was going to call in and talk about how much they fucking hated it. It is like, it's beyond I don't like it. People who hate it, their blood boils when they try this pizza. So,
weird.
You got to try it. You got to let us know what you think. You're either going to love it, you're going to hate it. There's not going to be anything in between. I look forward to the verdict. Love ya.
Wow. Okay, so it's popular with St. Louisans. But perhaps not so popular outside. It looks good. It just looks like a really thin
pizza.
Looks good to me. It looks like a thin pizza with like a chewy cheese, which I'm into.
I'm into that too.
I don't know what all the hoopla is about.
Yeah. Okay, next message.
Oh, thank God no one picked up. You guys added a whole new level of anxiety to call in. This is Rachel the Widow.
Uh-oh.
First of all, I want to apologize for coming in so hot on that opinion.
I stand by what I said, but I don't mean to start anything, but I did like your whole shots fired thing. And I think you guys, I was expecting you guys to say, shots fired, burr, 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 or whatever that air horns is. I think I did it really bad that time. I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway, what I was going to call about was that I actually studied abroad in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
For a semester in college. And I was surprised to learn in your episode that shrimp on a Barbie thing came from the Australian Tourism Board, because I always heard from Aussies that they don't call them shrimp. They call them prawns. So they don't say that. They do call them a Barbie, I think, because I remember thinking it was fun that every time they would shorten something, they would just add an E to it. So sunglasses are sunnies, and board shorts are boardies, and Woolworths is woolies, and it's so cute. I love it. Maybe some Aussies can chime in and correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that they called them prawns, and so it's interesting that the Australian Tourism Board was the one calling them shrimp, or maybe because the U.S. wouldn't know what prawns are.
Probably.
At the time in the 80s, maybe we only knew them as shrimp. I'm just thinking out loud. Sorry. Well, also, I realized at the on the last message, I didn't end with a la-la-la, and that's very disappointing. I think I was just so worked up. So I'll just do that this time. I love you guys. Bye. La-la-la.
Ooh. Yeah, I wonder. I bet they call them shrimp because Americans are dumb and don't know the shrimps are prawns.
You know what I know prawns from? District 9.
Oh, yeah, the prawns.
You prawn?
A prawn? It's a prawn?
I wonder. I love that movie.
Yeah, that was directed by Neil Blomkamp. Wasn't he the one that did the music video for... Oh, my God. What were that band with the two... The two South African rappers
everyone
was obsessed with for a while.
The Antwoord, yeah.
Ay.
They were in Chappie, weren't they?
Oh, yes, Chappie.
Yeah.
Those two. I wonder what those two are up to.
Chappie?
Yeah, I wonder what Chappie's up to. I hope he's having a good life.
What are Chappie and the prawn from District 9's up to?
The prawn. It's a prawn. Okay, next message.
Hey, Web Crawlers. This is Taylor from St. Louis again.
Uh-oh.
I was just ruminating about my rebuttal to Rachel. I just wanted to make it clear that her thoughts on that are completely valid and well shared.
Women are so funny.
I just didn't want to be mean because she was so sweet about it. Okay.
That's so funny that they both called to be like, I'm sorry.
I know.
Women.
Hello. Oh my God, I can't believe this worked. I am using some dodgy internet site because I am calling internationally from Sydney, Australia.
Oh.
After this week's show, you're probably inundated with Australians. But I am calling from Sydney. Super. Hopefully that means we get to hear more of your Australian accent.
Hello.
I've wanted to say for ages about this thing that happened to me when I was a kid. I don't know if you've talked about it before, but it's kind of related to the sleep paralysis.
Okay.
So whenever I was sick and I had a fever, I would full-on hallucinate. Like, everything around me would change. It would all get, like, bigger or smaller. One time I thought that I was, like, lining up for the train, and if you didn't get on the train, everyone would go straight to hell.
Oh,
I could see all the fire and brimstone ever, even though I've never been to a church in my life.
Oh, my God.
And I asked a doctor a couple of years ago, and they said it was really common for kids when they had a fever, because they were so sick, they couldn't wake themselves up from a bad dream. And so they would try and wake themselves up, but they were only half awake. So they were half in the dream and they would have full hallucinations. So I don't know if that's happened to anybody else or if that's real or if you've talked about it before. But either way, hopefully it's interesting. Oh, this is for the web crawlers, by the way, even though the big ones is my first love. And true love.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. That seemed rude. Sorry. I love you all. You're the best. Love from Australia. Bye.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard that, hallucinate more.
It says that, I mean, I knew that fevers could cause hallucinations, but I thought it was only like a huge fever. But the internet says that it's normal, actually.
Huh. I wonder because kids are smaller. I don't know why.
There's less surface area. That must be it. That's good. That's it.
It started to make sense, but
official answer. Yeah, this Healthline article just says fever hallucinations aren't harmful. With rest, liquids, and medical care as needed, they go away on their own.
Okay. All right.
I've never had a fever hallucination.
Me neither.
Thank God. No, I would be very afraid.
But I have weird dreams. I have weird dreams when I like take NyQuil.
That's for sure.
I get pretty vivid.
I have weird dreams if I take melatonin.
Oh, yeah. Melatonin is fucking crazy.
Yeah. Melatonin's the hardest drug I've ever done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we got one more voicemail of the day.
Hi. This message is for the web crawlers. I'm really nervous and excited to be calling you. I've listened to your podcast for quite a while, and I've never called before. But anyway, my name's Becky. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. And you were just talking about the difference between Amish and Mennonite people. And I have a joke for you. It's really dumb. Okay. So what does an Amish woman need? Two Mennonites. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, you.
You rascal.
You.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. You got me again.
You son of a bitch. Wow. Well, what a great joke to end on. Guys, please keep calling us. We love your voicemails so much. Even keep calling to just apologize to each other.
Everyone's just apologizing.
Yeah, just call to apologize. Just call to apologize. Anyways, I am Alex Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.